Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone was a very simple mechanism. It consisted of a wooden frame onto which was attached a tightly stretched drum head. The free end of a receiver reed was fastened to the center of the drum head, and a mouthpiece was arranged to direct the voice against the other side of the drum head. The reed would follow the vibrations of the voice, creating voice-shaped waves. When this vibration occurred in a magnetic field, it could send electrical current through a wire coil and along wires to the receiver, where it would cause a diaphragm to vibrate just as the drum head did. At first, you could only send messages one way, but soon Bell and Thomas Edison perfected a device that could be both a receiver and a transmitter all in one. You couldn't talk over a very long distance with these voice-powered telephones. In fact, when Bell and Watson first managed to call as much as 2 miles away, they danced around so much in celebration that their landlady threatened to throw them out. By the end of 1877, only 3,000 people had telephone service. At first, incoming calls were signaled by each user making a thumping noise sent over the telephone line before the actual message. But in 1878, Watson patented a device that would announce calls by ringing. Once electric current was used to make voice sounds over the telephone much louder, allowing longer distance calls to be heard, the device caught on. By 1881, there were more than 130,000 telephones in use. Two important things happened in 1889. An inventor named Almon B. Strauger patented a dial mechanism for telephones. Although it wouldn't be widely used until 30 years later, this would eventually allow people to make calls themselves, rather than relying on an operator plugging a jack into a switchboard. The other important development in 1889 was the creation of the first public pay telephone. Actually, the first payphones were attended. You had to give your money to a person standing next to the phone. By 1903, there were nearly 3.5 million telephones in use in the U.S. alone.